From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The Naval Otterbots split a doubleheader with the Pulaski River Turtles last night. In Game 1, the Otterbots won 7-6. Zach Altamura went 1-for-3 with 2 RBI, while North Carolina A&T's Bruce Weish went 2-for-3 with an RBI and a run scored. In the second game, Pulaski won 2-0. Jeremiah Newman threw a no-hitter with 10 strikeouts in 7 innings for the River Turtles. The Otterbots are now 17-24 overall and will host Pulaski again tonight at 7. The Virginia Tech football season will open in a little over a month. Yesterday, Hokies head coach Brent Pry spoke at ACC Media Day about the offseason his team has had.
Our roster is deeper. We've had an influx of talented transfers, high school signees, and young men that we've developed in the program over the last couple of years. I'm also excited and encouraged by the type of offseason we've had. When we reflected on the 2024 year, it was evident to me that we needed to be a more mentally and physically tough team. That starts with me, and we've addressed it in each phase of our offseason program.
Virginia Tech will open the season on Sunday, August 31st, when they take on South Carolina in Atlanta. In Major League Baseball action, the Baltimore Orioles beat the Cleveland Guardians 4-3. Gunnar Henderson went 2-for-4 with an RBI for the Orioles, while Ramon Laureano went 1-for-5 with a home run and 2 RBI. The Orioles are now 45-57 on the season. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.